Peter, perhaps I can start with you and just ask you to just describe your role at the studio and your role on this project.
Sure. Well, in the studio, I am one of the architects here, and I came to the studio 7 years ago, and the project was pretty much the first thing I worked on in the studio. And it was a fantastic experience because it was so quick. At the time, it felt like it was taking forever. But in retrospect, it actually was a very fast project. Often buildings take a long time to get off the ground and get all the right things in place. But this one moved very, very swiftly.
And Jane, perhaps I could just ask you a very similar question and ask you in what context were you involved in this project and what do you currently do?
I own the site on which the cafe is now built. And I commissioned Thomas to design the building.
And could you tell us a little bit about how you became aware of the studio's work, how the studio got invited to do this project?
I was aware of the studio's work. This is, as we probably know, I think it's Thomas's first building. So I was aware of his work, very excited by what I saw he was doing. And then we met at the Goodwood Sculpture Park, Wilfred Cass's birthday, and he sat next to me. And he asked me what I was doing. And I told him I'd bought this chippy on the beach at Littlehampton. And coincidentally, he knew it. He knew Littlehampton because Littlehampton Welding had built his rolling bridge in Paddington Basin. So he knew the seafront.
So he'd been a customer at the chippy before.
And liked the English seaside, likes it. Like me.
Perhaps I could ask both of you to sort of talk about the initial brief, why, Jane, you wanted to... What were your original sort of... Ideas.
Well, it was a really chance encounter with the site because I bought a property behind the site, and I thought I liked the town, and coincidentally, a couple of months after I bought it, the owner of the little chippy kiosk in front of me had received planning permission for a 98-seater burger restaurant, building a very unremarkable building. And I felt it was a missed opportunity. I thought it was very sad for the town that they should, you know, put a large building like this, a modern building on the seafront. I think, you know, old, unremarkable buildings are one thing, but replacing them with a modern version of it is quite another. And I thought it sealed the fate of that seafront, really. And I decided, instead of walking away from it, to do something about it. So I bought the chippy.
And so how did the initial design concepts emerge? Was it a very collaborative process between the two of you?
It was great. I was born and brought up in an environment. My father was a tailor. So the excitement of commissioning projects, I mean, albeit just clothing, came upon me at a very early age. And if you have trust, if you have discussions with anybody you're dealing with, you know, whether it's designing a dress or a building, and you feel that you have a lot in common with that person, that you have share a vision, just like a business deal or anything else, you feel you're working in the same direction. I mean, there are a lot of situations I'd feel very uncomfortable commissioning something, but not working with Thomas.
And tell me a bit about the way in which you sort of physically interacted. Peter, were you going down to Littlehampton quite regularly? Jane, were you coming to the studio?
Yes.
Was it kind of lots of site visits, I imagine?
Yes.
This is quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a while ago now.
Yes.
But when we were in our little old studio, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, in the little old studio,
yeah.
Trotted in and come in for a little chat and look at things and,
And then as the project went on, it would be more... I'd be going down to Littlehampton more.
Little trips to the seaside.
Lots of bacon butties.
Bacon butties, yes.
So, Peter, tell me about that experience and process of being in Littlehampton, working closely with the community, that community consultation process, and you know, Jane's role within that.
It is still an important thing that you can take the people who live in a place on the same journey that the client's getting. And hopefully we spend a lot of time in the studio talking about the narrative of our projects, and there is a narrative to the cafe that people can pick up on.